Luke chapter 7, verse 19. If you have your place, stand with honor to reading the Word of God. The Bible says, "And John calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see and the lame walk and the leopards are cleansed and the deaf hear and the dead are raised. And to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." I'd like to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. Do you doubt? Cut it out. Do you doubt? Cut it out. As we look at the Word of God this morning, we see John Baptist. And now John's over there. And Herod's done put him in prison for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife's sake. He done got old John in prison. John had done pronounced and proclaimed that the light of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, had entered into the world. So we see John as he's over there in the prison. And he calls a couple of his disciples together. And he says, "You go down there to Jesus. And you ask him, if I say, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another?" Now old John was down there. You say, well, he shouldn't have begun to doubt. But I tell you, sometimes we get in circumstances and situations when we begin to wonder if God's really real, if God's really there, if we really have help, if there is really any hope. We begin to wonder and begin to wonder within ourselves. But I want to say that God is God, and he always will be God. Amen. He's ever present. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's all that we need today. And I can see in my mind's eye. Now I want to just paint you a picture this morning, like God painted me, if I can. I want you to see how much God loved this old world, and how he loved that little old boy that was over there in that prison. He loved John Baptist with all his heart. These men come to him. Bible said John sent them down there, and they come to Jesus where he's at. Now Jesus, you know him. He's about the Father's business. He's doing what God the Father would have him to do. I want to say today, on the authority of God, he's still doing that today. He's still taking care of the Father's business. Amen. That's what he does. He does it well, too, by the way. And his Bible says in verse 20, said, "When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee." Now, can you see this? These men said, all right, John, we'll go and we'll go tell him. Now, they had already told him what Jesus was doing. Word had already got back to John, because the Bible tells us up here in verse 17, it says, "And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things." Now John had done proclaimed that Jesus was the one. He said, this is the one that takes glory to God. He said, this is the one that takes away the sins of the world. Amen. John had proclaimed who Jesus was to the whole world. He wasn't ashamed of it. He preached in repentance, looking unto him. Amen. He said, get rid of the defilement in your life, because there's a Savior coming. Amen. But instead they go and they show it to him. What did they show him? They showed him a young man that was raised from the dead. It got noise to brow. Could you imagine the rumor? I mean, they got the bier and they got him in that little old casket. His mother's a widow, and that's her only son. Amen. And they going down through there, and the people gather around, and they coming down, they pass by Jesus' way. Or Jesus, I might say, pass by their way. I want to say, every time Jesus passes by, something miraculous happens. Yeah. Amen. Lord, something good always happens when Jesus passes by. He came by, and he seen the whole city turned out, grieving with this little old mother because she had lost her only son. And he says, you know what Jesus says? He said unto her, "Weep not." Amen. He said, don't weep, don't cry no more. And he said, and he went over there and he laid his hand on that casket. He laid his hand on that casket and said, them fellas stopped that was carrying it. Can you imagine? Hey man, I mean that thing, hey listen, they done put him in there, put him in that box. Maybe nothing nailed or shut. Yeah. Amen. And he put his hand on that casket and he said, young man. Now he had to say that because if he had said arise, praise God, every dead person in the whole United States, in the world around, would have got up. Amen. Amen. Because he was God and he was man. But he said unto him, he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And the Bible says, and he that was dead. Now he wasn't croning, he wasn't playing dead, he wasn't no actor, but he was graveyard dead. In a few minutes he'd have been buried with dirt on his face. Amen. But they said that Jesus said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And said, he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Amen. That's the God I'm saying today. These young men, young women in the world that's dead in trespasses and sin, when Jesus gets a hold of their heart, they can deliver them. That's a mom and daddy and grandma and grandpa. That was dead will be made alive in Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. But I can see in my mind's eye. Now, you know, God has painted me a picture. I'm not real smart. But he began to paint me a picture of this, and I began to see these two fellas. Brother Jeff, they went down there to Jesus. They said, I can see him. Is it kind of sheepish about this? They said, how are we going to approach him? Amen. He said, hey, we'll just go up to him and we'll just ask him. Amen. We'll just go up to Jesus. We'll just go where he's at. We'll just ask him if he's it. And I can just see how they, as they got closer and closer, couldn't you imagine? They're getting cold feet. Yeah. Amen. They come and they approach you in the Lamb of God. And they finally get up there to where he's at. In through the crowd, and they get up close to him and they say, are you the one? He said, John the Baptist wants to know. John Baptist wants to know, are you the one or do we look for another? Can you imagine? Maybe they hollered out through two or three rows of people that don't want to get too close, you know. And I can see Jesus as he just keeps walking along, maybe. Keeps walking along and he as he's going in his journey and he sees this he sees this blind man that's there on the side of the road. Or maybe when they say that, they say, are you the one? And I can see maybe just this old blind man over on the side of the road. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, that you would. I know that you can heal me. Lord, give me back my sight. Help me to see, Lord Jesus. And Jesus makes his way to where that man is. And that blind man sitting there leaning on his stick. Groping around along his way, trying to find where he's at. And Jesus comes to where he's at. He said, would you like to see? He said, oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, I'd like to look upon your face. I'd like to be able to see you. I'd like to be able to recognize you. Oh, I know by your voice who you are. I can feel your presence. But I'd like to be able to see you, Jesus. If it be your will, I know you can heal me. And Jesus said, I will be your all. Amen. And them lies all of a sudden begin to go. Amen. It's like the scales fall away. And that man can see. And for the first time in his life, you know what he's seen? The very first time in his life, he saw Jesus alive and well. He saw the Redeemer of men standing there before him. Had done a miracle in his life. And he says, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for touching me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And about that time, over to the right, he's an old crippled man. He's lame. Maybe he's hopping along crutches. Been on them for a long time. Busted up in his feet. Can't hardly go.
Yeah.
He said, I'd like to have a little of that. Yeah. I'd like to have just a touch. Jesus, our son of David, would you touch me also? I need you touch, Lord, today. I'm crippled and I can't walk. Maybe you're crippled. There may be sin, iniquity, things in your life that's crippled you with the world. Praise God, you can't overcome it. You can't get away. But Jesus, Jesus said, I can see him in my mind's eye, that old crippled man. Glory be to God. No way to change his state. But Jesus comes to where he is. And when Jesus comes, he touches him and says, be ye whole. Praise God. Of thine infirmities. Praise God. And the fella that was crippled and couldn't hardly get around began to leap and to walk and to praise God for what he's able to do. Amen. He said, be thou clean. Amen. Took away all the infirmity, all the sin, all the iniquity of his life. Amen. Made him sound and whole. Amen. You know, we got, he said he cleansed them of their infirmities and their plagues. Amen. Those infirmities, those immoral things in their life, that substandard stuff in their life. Jesus said, hey, I'm going to take that out of them. And I'm going to give them a new way. He said, I'm going to take those plagues, those diseases and things that come from the world that's passed down from generation to generation. He said, I'm going to take those diseases and I'm going to conquer them right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I can see him. I can see in my mind's eye as Jesus touches that crippled man, that lame man, touches that blind man. And I can see Jesus as he continues to walk on. And I can hear off in the distance, unclean! 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 Yeah. And that don't stop Jesus. He just keeps on walking, getting closer and closer. And that old leopard's crying just like the law says he's got to. He's crying out according to the law of God. Unclean! Unclean! But Jesus don't pay no attention. He comes to where he's at and he hollers, unclean! Unclean! I'm unclean! And he said, hey, glory to God, would you like to be cleansed? Would you like to be made whole? Would you like to be made complete? Do you want what I've got that I can give?
Hallelujah.
He said, oh Lord, oh Lord, yeah. Lord, I know you can cleanse me. I know you can heal the blind man. I've seen it. I know you've touched a crippled man because I saw him leaping and running around. But Lord, he said, I'm unclean. I'm unclean. This wickedness, this is the scales and the flesh is just peeling away. It's flaking off. It's scaling off. I'm losing appendages, Lord. But oh, Lord God, I know that you have the ability to touch me.
Amen.
Oh, God. Lord, I'm unclean. Lord, I'm so unclean.
Hallelujah.
And those others, they had their infirmity, but he said, I'm so unclean. What could you do for me, Lord? Oh, Lord, I'd love for you to touch me, God, if you can, Lord Jesus. If you can touch me, Lord, please touch me. Jesus said, I will. And he began to read. Could you imagine the stillness in that crowd?
Yeah.
I mean, it was unlawful to touch a leopard. Amen? And Jesus said, glory to God. Amen. Yeah. Jesus said, I didn't come to take down the law. He said, I come to fulfill the law. The law said, don't you touch that old wicked sin. Jesus said, I've overcome that wicked sin.
Yes,
he said, I can see in my mind's eye just as he reaches out with that hand to that old leper, consumed, his ears starting to fall off, maybe missing fingers, all bandaged up. And he's just sitting there, glory to God. I could see it. He's standing there and he begins to weep. That old leper begins to weep. The tears of repentance, tears of joy, all these emotions start up in him and they begin to run down his face. And I can see in my mind's eye when those living waters that come from the thoughts and intent of the heart begin to run down that face. All of a sudden, glory be to God, when that hand touches that leper, glory to God, he's made white and pure. He's made clean of all his infirmities.
Thank God.
Amen. He's made pure and white, Brother Kevin. Ain't no more sin in him. Glory be to God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it be as scarlet. It should be made white as snow. Amen. through the precious blood of the Lamb. Through that one touch of Jesus, that leopard was made whole. Amen. That leopard was made whole when Jesus touched him with his hand. All these he began to touch. And he said, then they said he was another fellow there. Yeah, he was another fellow there, and he's trying to figure out what's going on. He knows what he's seen. He's kind of staying to himself and kind of hanging back. You know what's, and he's got a problem. See, he can't hear, and he can't talk. He can't say a word. I believe he sees all these things taking place. And he motions to a fellow over there and goes, "What's going on? What's happening?" Maybe somebody scooped down in the dirt and wrote, "Jesus."
Yeah.
That's what's going on. Jesus.
Amen.
Boy, I can just imagine that deaf man. Never heard the sound of thunder. Never heard nothing. Can't say a word. But he stands there and the tears begin to run down his face. He said, "I know that name. There's no other name given under God whereby man must be saved." He said, "I know that name. That name Jesus." Tears begin to flow down his face. His heart begins to melt. Amen. God knows the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Yes, sir.
God is, the Lord Jesus Christ was God. He is God.
Yes,
can you imagine when those tears begin to flow? Amen. From the very heart of this man, from his very soul. Jesus looks around. Didn't nobody had to call out. Nobody had to say nothing. Just within himself. He began to say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I know, Lord. Lord, I know I can't hear and I can't talk. But Lord, I know. You know my heart."
Yeah.
"I want to do that that's pleasing to you.
The Lord.
I want to be pleasing to you, Jesus. Would you help me?" And Jesus turns. Kind of like that woman that touched him, and he perceived that virtue had gone out. Amen. He was a soul in anguish that was a crying. Amen. And he turns to that old deaf man. That old mute can't talk a lick. And I believe Jesus goes over there, maybe reaches up Brother Bill, gets him by his cheeks,
yeah,
wipes those tears away, cups them hands over them ears.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And when he takes them away, that little deaf man standing there, and when he takes them hands away, he says, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And he begins to hear the praise, and then just like a cathedral of praise, it's going up all over the place. People just worshiping and magnifying the Lamb of God. Glory be. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Jesus, the whole time, he's preaching. He said, "Preaching to the poor. Those that's poor in spirit. Those that's poor, not only in the world, but those that's poor, they are poor in spirit. They have no hope. They have nothing to encourage. They have nothing to lift them up, Brother Jeff." We're living in a world like that. We're living in a world where young people have no encouragement. All they have is discouragement. But we're living in a world, Jesus says, "I come to encourage you. I come to give you hope and to give it in an abundant way." I can just imagine he's preaching that gospel, that good news. All of a sudden, that deaf man hears it for the first time. He said, "I knew all about that." He thought, "I can see him. I can see him as he maybe gouges that old leper." He said, "I knew all about that. Amen. I knew what he could do. I did. Hey, listen, I may have not been able to hear, but I had eyes to see. That old blind man." He said, "Well, I couldn't see what was going on. Glory to God." He said, "I felt the presence of the Holy God. Somebody stirring in the depths of my soul, and I knew it had to be Jesus. That old lame said, well, fellas, I've got one better than that. I didn't have no way to get around. I didn't have no way, no man to help me to get to Him. But He came to where I was. He said, I've got you in trouble, boys. He came to me when I couldn't get to Him. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, I hear that gospel. I hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear the gospel of the kingdom. Could you imagine seeing all these things? And then Jesus, He hadn't forgot about these two fellas. He knew exactly where they was at. Maybe they're, just imagine this, maybe they're following in the edge of the crowd, waiting on that answer. Yeah. And their mouth's like, with every miracle Jesus is performing. And then Jesus finally turns to them. He said, oh yeah, by the way, he said, go back and tell John all the things that you have seen and that you've heard. And when you do that, John will remember Isaiah 35, verse 5 and 6. He said, when Messiah come, that He'll touch the blind. He'll make the lame to walk. Praise God. He said, you go and tell Him that I come to fulfill the precious truth of God.
Amen.
Amen. Said, you go and tell John what you've seen and what you've heard. Said, you go tell him all those marvelous, wonderful things that you've seen today. Tell him not to doubt no more. Amen. But notice what the Lord says. He said, and I can see my mind's eye as they start to turn away. Maybe they start to go on about their business. And He says, oh, wait a minute, fellas. By the way, He said, I've got one more exhortation I want you to give to old brother John down there in the jailhouse. Amen. He said, just tell him this. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. You say, preacher, well, John was just asking too much of the Lord. He was asking too much when he doubted, when he said, I want that evidence. I need some assurance that you are the living Savior. I want some assurance that you are the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. John was in a dark place. Any minute, he could have lost his head. Amen. And he comes down there and he says, hey, Lord, are you the one? Or do we need to look for another? He said, you go and tell John that blessed is he. See, John wasn't asking too much. See, there's nothing that we ask to God that's too much. Listen to me, if we ask Him from a sincere heart because we want to know. Amen. There's no wrong question with God if we ask Him with a sincere heart wanting to know. God will never rebuke us for asking Him anything if we truly feel have the need, the desire to know. Amen? It wasn't a sin on John's part to ask God just to give him a little assurance. Because God's glad, you know, God's glad to do that. He's glad to give you a little assurance. It wasn't John's asking too much. But you know what it was? You know what it was that caused John most of John's problem? The same problem that we have. Because John expected too little. Amen? He expected too little out of his Lord. He expected a Savior to come storming in. Amen? Once he was proclaimed and once he began his ministry, he expected a political uprising. Amen? He expected a Savior to come in and take over the land. He expected a Savior to come in ministering and helping and praise God in all areas. And He did. He expected maybe a conquering king to come in and to take over militarily, to mass up a great army and overthrow the wickedness of the world. And He did. Amen. He says, listen, you go tell John. You go tell John that I know where he's coming from. I know, he said, I've got a day of coming. I know where he's coming from. Amen. When I'm going to hang on the cross of Calvary on a hill called Golgotha. I'm going to take upon myself the sins of the whole world. I'm going to go to a garden in anguish. And I'm going to say, Father, if there's any way that this cup can pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done, Lord. He said, but I know where I've seen the future. I know where he's at. But you tell John, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. He said, hey, you tell John, just because I'm not opening those prison doors, don't mean that I can't. You tell John, not just because I'm not giving him special attention, don't you tell him not to think that I don't care about him. He said, see, John was looking at a political and a material and a military kingdom. But Jesus wasn't focused on a political, material, military kingdom. He said, you tell John that I'm focused on an eternal kingdom. You tell John to just lift up his head. And when he looks up, just keep looking up and see if he can just peek into glory. See if he can see the Father, amen, on the throne of grace and mercy. He said, you tell John just to keep his head up. It's going to be all right. Could you imagine they went back down there to John, old John Baptist down there in prison. Now they'd done come, told him, said, John, you ought to see it. He was a man that was dead. He was a young man, dead. Graveyard, cold, stone cold, dead. He said, Jesus touched that casket. And said that man stood up. He raised up and began to speak. Life came back. Amen. But that ain't nothing, John. You know, you told us to go back down there and ask him. Well, let me tell you what he did. When we was there, we asked him. We asked him what you said to ask him. And at the very same time, said he began to reach out in those people. And he began to touch one by one, by one, by one. He said, John, we come to realize something. Said, he's an individual Savior. Come to save individuals. Praise God. He touched the blind man and he sees. He touched the lame man and he's leaping and walking around. He touched a leopard and he was cleansed. Amen. We've seen him do that. We've seen the Lord Jesus moving that. We've seen it with our own eyes. So John, you remember over there in Isaiah 35, talks of the coming Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer of men. He's here. It's Him. We've seen Him with our own eyes. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. I said, cut it out, John. Cut it out. Quit doubting. It's Him. He said, tell you, He will deliver you. Blessings is coming. Amen. John may have lost his head here, but he gained heaven over there. I believe John got some clarity on that day. I think old brother John, got some peace that day. He said, this Jesus done all that. So I know he did. I knew it all the time. Didn't I tell you he was the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world? Just because his priorities ain't my priorities, don't mean he ain't God. Amen. Don't doubt. Cut it out. We know who Jesus is this morning. He's the precious Lamb of God that was sacrificed for me and you, for the whole world, that we might be set free. All these examples, there's no sin. There's no none big and little. Amen. All sin is sin. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, you don't know what I've did. You don't know where I've been. No, but God does. And He sent His Son to take all your sin upon Himself so that you could go free. He said, John, you may be locked up in that jail. I may not open that jail door, but praise God, in just a little while you're going to be freer than the whole world. Amen? And then Jesus went on to say, of all men, there's never been a prophet like old John Baptist. You say, well, John doubted. John was in a tough spot. Amen. John was in a tough spot, but he proclaimed the gospel. He proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ and His coming. He done what God put him here to do. I wonder about us. Are we doing what God put us here to do? Just don't doubt. Cut it out. Quit doubting. Quit doubting who God is. Quit doubting what God can do. And just trust Him today. He's an individual Savior today. Have you been saved? Do you know this Lord and Savior? Do you know Him? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin? Have you been born again? You say, well, Pastor, what does it mean to be born again? It means born from above. To have that renewing of the heart and the mind and the soul and the spirit. Amen. To come before Him in a humble admission that you're just no sinner in need of a Savior. Listen, it's never wrong to ask for help. Every one of these that got the touch of God on them, that the Lord touched, was asking Him for help. And you know what? Let me just tell you a little secret today. There's not a one of them that asked Jesus for help that went away disappointed. Amen. They got, glory to God, they got more than they ever bargained for. They got more, much more, Brother X, than they ever asked for or thought they would get. Amen. Maybe that old lame man thought, well, you know, maybe God will just, maybe He'll just take away some of this pain. Just give me a little bit of ease. And Jesus said, hey, you're made whole. Praise God, you've got strength. I can just see Jesus. He reached and got them crutches. He said, you don't need them no more. Gave one of His disciples, said, here, get rid of these. He's been made whole. That's what Jesus wants to do for you today. If you've never been saved, if you've never been born again, if you've never accepted this Savior, don't doubt Him. Don't doubt Him. Just call out to Him. Accept Him. Receive Him. And let Him be your Lord. Yes. Have you been saved today? Do you know Jesus and the free pardon of sin?